Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North America and also South America and also from overseas, especially many of our new listeners tuning in. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and I am very honored to be joining you all on this wonderful evening. And today, ACC News brings to you another amazing and very inspiring guest. We have with us compassionate coach Dana Raymond, and she is the founder of Determined Courage. And to anyone out there listening that has ever lacked self-confidence or has any form of self-doubt, I advise you to listen in very closely to really this incredible story and experience and also practice that Dana Raymond will be sharing with us tonight. And to remind everyone, today is Monday, the 13th of March. And to everyone tuning in today, especially the people from overseas that do live in different time zones, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Dana, it will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. So please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, as you know, many of us are now these days, you can listen to this show live from Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. Or you can visit us on Twitter. Please go to twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, our special guest today, compassionate coach Dana Raymond. I'll give you a quick brief about her background. She has an associate's degree in sociology from Brown College. And she also has extensive education in organizational management from Palm Beach Atlantic University. And she has done Christian leadership training. She has also become a certified life coach in July of 2015. And Dana has worked with many people in jobs from customer service to being a big brother, big sister's mentor. But also with the extensive amount of experience Dana has, she has also endured many years of personal challenges, some failures, lack of self-esteem, and most importantly, self-sabotage. And again, I know many of the people tuning in today can definitely relate to those things that I just mentioned. Through a slow process of self-discovery, Dana was able to find and really focus on her strengths. And it literally changed her life forever. And I'm not going to lie to you. Dana felt that she could have reached this point earlier in her life had she had the proper mentor or the proper guidance. So she is now dedicating her life to make sure other people don't suffer the way she had to, the way to really make sure people suffering can find a way to really trust themselves again, the same way she had, just without the years of pain and feeling disconnected from the world. And she does this by using a really compassionate and sensitive approach. Truly amazing story. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you compassionate coach, founder of Determined Courage, Ms. Dana Raymond. How are you doing today, Dana?
I'm doing great. How are you, Matthew?
I am doing very well. We're very happy to have you today with us, Dana.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And again, I will repeat, we're very honored to have Dana really speaking on very important topics, you know, that really have to do with self-esteem, confidence, things of that nature. But before anything, Dana, if you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Dana Raymond?
I'm warm-hearted, authentic, understanding, thoughtful, inspiring, and down-to-earth. I'm a lifelong learner, and I've always been interested in self-help and personal development and wanting to fulfill the potential in my own self and seeing that in other people as well. So being an optimistic and proactive person by nature, I'm just the kind of person that enjoys taking on challenges and growing through those experiences. And as you have already mentioned, my journey includes many challenges, tragedies, losses that I've been through, and all of that led to a lot of frustration, setbacks, striving, fear, anxiety, depression, all of that. But I always knew that I didn't want to remain a victim of my circumstances. So I was always pushing through whatever obstacle came in front of me.
And I know that must have been very difficult, again, going through many of these different issues. If you could please share with the audience the foundation of your practice.
Sure. The foundation of Determined Courage just came from a lot of frustration, setbacks. I've learned through all of that success doesn't come easy, and it takes a certain level of consistency and determination and steps of courage to succeed at things. Even if small, just taking one more step, one step at a time sometimes is all we can do. But I was able to make that transition, and I continue to do that from being a victim to being an overcomer. So I'm passionate about helping people and inspiring people in the same way that I was able to do that for myself, because we do lack consistency if we don't have somebody that's really paying attention and holding us accountable to those things. So it's a little bit about the foundation of it. Really the passion of what brought this about is I wanted to give to others what I had always wanted to receive. I felt misunderstood by people for years, and I just wish that someone could get me and really listen and understand. And the attempts to fix me through unsolicited advice, it wasn't transforming me, and it irritated me more. And really, it made them the expert while it undermined my own experience. It was tearing down my self-confidence and just reaffirming this idea that I couldn't trust myself. And so it was disempowering. And what I want to do is empower people from the inside out. So that's really what gave me the desire to want to do this for people.
and to the many people out there tuning in that has felt or are currently going through these same issues that you once did, if you could really explain to them, who is your client base? Who are the people you're looking to help?
Well, I work with many different types of people and age groups, so it is a diverse category of people, but many of the clients that I have are people who have trouble opening up. Many of them are introverted people. They tend to fear being judged, so they have a hard time speaking up or sharing who they are with people. They usually seek me out, or they feel very comfortable talking to me for those reasons, because they feel that I don't judge them. They feel comfortable just being around me, and they feel that I'm trustworthy. So that tends to be the kind of people that I mostly connect with very well.
And the trust factor is very big, and to everyone tuning in today, really having someone you can trust, it's very important when trying to make it through this entire process.
Yes,
if you could really share, yes, it definitely is, Dana. If you could share with the audience maybe some of the services that you do provide.
Sure. Well, I do personal coaching sessions, which are exactly that, personalized. And they're specific to the individual and what they may be facing. Everyone is so different, and my heart is about serving people well and getting on their level and being able to understand what each person needs on an individual case. So that's how the services work.
Okay. And I know many of us tuning in are probably thinking, well, how would I get this help? How would it actually work? You know, does she live close to me? Is that needed? So, Dana, how exactly do you hold your sessions when you do work with your client?
Well, I usually I work one-on-one with people, either in person. I also do it by phone or by video. I do live in the Florida, South Florida area. So there are many people that I work with that live in the area that I meet with, but sometimes people don't live near me and they want to do it by phone, so that's definitely an option. Video chat is an option. So it's very flexible, and they're typically one-hour sessions.
Okay, so they're about one-hour sessions. And to everyone tuning in, some of these one-hour sessions can really change your life forever. It's definitely something to keep in mind. So you explained something to us called the compassionate approach. So can you please share with the audience, what exactly does the compassionate approach really mean?
Well, the compassionate approach is really, it's conversational. It's about connecting with people and listening well, but my approach with people is a very compassionate and gentle type of approach to begin with. So I connect with people in a heart-centered kind of way, I would put it. It puts people at ease. It gives them the freedom to be themselves around me. And I notice that when people feel valued and heard, it gives them the space to be real with themselves. And that's a big deal. I notice that when a person feels free to be themselves and be comfortable with that, it's very powerful. It gives them that ability to transform. When they know that they're not being judged, they're just really open. Their defenses are down, and they can move forward, and they can take those steps. So I noticed it's very, very important. Like you mentioned, the trust factor is a big deal. So the compassion offers people the gentleness that they need to be able to open and share what's going on and not be judged. It's a huge thing about, it's a big part of what the compassionate approach is.
And all of those things are, again, are extremely important for the process. Now, there are so many things going on in the world right now. So many people have so many different issues. And everybody in the audience is probably thinking in their head, yes, I have so many different problems. Dana, in your opinion, what do you feel are the biggest issues people are facing today?
Well, some common things that I notice is the lack of focus and the lack of clarity, not being clear on things, and lacking that self-awareness. It seems that we're all so busy and distracted these days that we're just not investing enough time in getting to know ourselves fully. And sometimes we may think we know what we want, but are we paying attention to what we need? And sometimes we want a lot of different things and we lack the structure to be able to prioritize those things and to organize our life and our thoughts in a way that would bring success. Another common problem that I see happening a lot is this lack of harmony in people's work life. They may be unhappy with their job and they're passionate about something else, but they haven't pursued it. They may feel stuck and they don't know how to bridge that gap that they feel. Maybe it's a lack of resources or confidence issues, but I think much of it stems from not having a clear understanding of what their purpose is. What's the deeper meaning to their life and what are they here to do? It's these kind of unanswered questions that leave people unsatisfied with the quality of life that they're living, because there's a tendency to make decisions that are inconsistent with who they are. So that's a big part of what I see happening. Another thing that happens...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sure. We operate on autopilot because we're so busy. And so we're living by the external things of life and everything going on around us rather than creating our lives from the inside out. So we don't, we're not always intentional about the future. We get stuck in that day-to-day experience and then we forget to plan the more important things that really matter to us deep down. We don't have to accept whatever comes our way. We can make conscious choices. And it's good to question things and be insightful and look within for the answers and not always look to the external. And many of the things also stem from thought patterns. There's a lot outside of our control, but the ability to think differently about something that happens to us is something we do have control over. So when a person isn't happy with the results they're getting, I work with them on their thinking and their thinking patterns, because it may have something to do with that.
And hearing you mention so many familiar things, I'm almost 100% positive that there are so many people out there that you can help, so many people out there that want to be helped, but many people actually don't really reach out for help. Well, can you share with the audience, and I think this is very important, what really holds people back from calling life coaches or seeking help?
Well, I would say fear is a big factor. The perception of what seeking help means, there's a stereotype with that you are maybe weak or you can't handle your life if you need to have a professional help you with that. So there's a stereotype and a stigma to that. It's also a lack of knowledge of what life coaching is because it's such a vague term. And so there's a lot of misconceptions about that. And for myself, before I really understood what working with a life coach would be like, I never would have called one. I remember browsing through websites and studying them and reading what they were about, what they had to say. But taking that step to actually call just never happened. I pictured a coach to be just what it sounds like, a pushy person telling me what to do with my life. And I like to be in control of my life. And if I'm not in the driver's seat, it's uncomfortable for me. So I think that's something that a lot of people deal with, because I remember being that person that was on the other side of the computer screen thinking, what is this person going to be like? I had fear that maybe I was going to be forced to deal with some issues that I wasn't ready to face. So those are some common things that hold people back from calling a life coach.
So with all of the work that you do, all of the people that you've helped, what do you hope people take away from it?
Well, I hope they'll gain the courage and the strength to believe in themselves and in their potential, because it's there for every person. And many times people just have a lack of confidence and a lack of faith in themselves and in their own skills and abilities, which many times comes from the past. And many times we get stuck in the past, and maybe something has happened that it's discouraged us, and so we get stuck on that negative experience, and then we have a hard time taking courageous steps to trust again or to hope for something again. So I want to give people the strength to believe and to trust more and worry less. I want people to know that no matter where they are right now or how much time has passed, they don't have to remain stuck. Real change takes time, and it is a process, but you do have choices, and I would hope that people wouldn't lose hope for the future. And I also want to give people a voice, people that have a hard time opening up, and give them the space to be able to express themselves.
And really giving people a voice is very important as well, in my opinion. Giving people the chance to really have someone to talk to, really have their opinions being heard. And to everyone out there tuning in, as she explained, it's not always something that'll be done overnight. But taking the first step, that's the hardest part. But that's the step that would lead you towards really living a different type of lifestyle, believing yourself in a different way. And it's wonderful that Dana is really dedicating her life to helping other people going through this. Dana, as you explained a few minutes ago, there's many different life coaches and many different misconceptions and doctors. What, in your opinion, you feel really sets you apart from the others that do offer these similar services?
I would say being relatable and being able to be on somebody's level and letting go of my own opinions and just being objective to serve them in a way that's going to benefit them. Everybody needs nurturing on some level, and there's such a lack of compassion in the world. The fear of being judged and rejected holds us back from things. It really does. But especially for more sensitive people, there's a tendency to feel disconnected and withdraw emotionally, and that can lead to an increased level of isolation and loneliness, and rather than a sense of belonging. And that is a big problem that I see. So that, I think, is what sets me apart from other life coaches, is my focus on that, because I myself have struggled with things like that in the past, and that's what was holding me back. That's what I think about that.
And I can clearly hear the passion in your voice when you do speak on this topic. But if you could please share with the world out there, Dana, what's the personal satisfaction that you personally get from helping these people?
Well, knowing that I'm making a difference and I'm serving a purpose in a unique and specific way is really a big part of it. Seeing a person transform from the inside out and being able to witness those results, it just gives me the energy and the motivation to keep doing what I'm doing. And fulfilling my purpose by connecting with people is really what it's about. But I want everyone to experience that kind of satisfaction in their life. And
yes.
I love to be able to give people such a valuable gift because of, you know, the way that people tend to give unsolicited advice. They just kind of shut you down right away. They tell you what they think you should do, and sometimes it has nothing to do with your experience. They're speaking about their own experience, which, you know, that's fine, but sometimes it takes more than that. It takes a little bit more of a self-exploration. And so I just really see a valuable gift in this type of approach to get people in a place where they can really move forward.
There's many people out there that are feeling down, and I know they definitely feel helpless. And you were able to make it through these very hard times in your life. Dana, who or what is your biggest influence in your life and your career?
Well, for one, I have a great network of people who've supported me in my journey, which I'm very grateful for. And they've held me together when I was discouraged. My spirituality is such a big part of who I am that I would have to say my faith in God has become the foundation of who I am today. And I spent many years questioning things and searching for something. Didn't know what it was, but just kind of felt like I was searching. And what really has anchored me and gave me the peace and the hope that I have today is when I just began surrendering my effort to try to control my life and always thinking I have to fix something about myself. So I think that's a big part of it, is I had a lot of painful events, and that those things drew me back to my roots as a Christian. And it's like an ever-growing faith that has led to my own healing and transformation. So that's really been powerful for me.
And again, that was an incredible answer. Dana, if you could please share with the audience, where would they be able to go to find out more information about you or sign up for this wonderful program that you have?
They can visit my website at www.determinedcourage.com, and they can also send me an email at getdetermined@determinedcourage.com.
Okay. And again, to the audience out there, please visit her at determinedcourage.com. Again, is that correct?
Yes. And there's also a number that they can call, which is 954-687-5558.
954-687-5558. Please write that number down. And again, to everyone in the audience, if this, again, sounds familiar, please take that first step and reach out. Reach out to someone that's been there, and you'll be able to make it through. I thank everybody for joining us today. We're just about out of time. And Dana, I thank you very much for really coming on air and sharing your story and your practice with the audience. It was an honor having you on with us tonight.
Thank you. It was an honor to be here.
And to everyone in the audience, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Please go to accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And to everyone out there, you have a wonderful day. And to you as well, Dana, thank you very much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you, Matthew. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye.